Hey guys, welcome to tonight's Freedom Training Call. This is Danny McDaniel, joined by also my wife, Diane. We also have three top leaders in the company as special guests on the call with us tonight as well. And, you know, one of those happens to be Robbie Page, who has built an incredible business. And Brian and Robbie have reached the platinum level in AdvoCare, which most of you probably know what that is. And for those of you that are new, you got to really find out because, you know, that's a very substantial check in the world of AdvoCare. And they've been involved in AdvoCare, you know, for 7 years now and have just made a lot of money helping a lot of people. And not only that, we have, you know, Rachel Witt, where her and her husband Josh, you know, still to date, after 22 years, are the fastest couple to reach the diamond level in AdvoCare ever, doing that in about 8 months. And so Rachel's got some great wisdom, you know, for you guys on the call tonight as well. And we also have Keith O'Brien, where him and his wife Lindy are the fastest couple ever in the 22-year history of AdvoCare to reach the platinum level. So you've got two really, I mean, you've got thoroughbreds, you've got racehorses, you've got the best of the best to be able to impart some wisdom to you tonight. So we're just going to get right down into it. And the subject tonight is really about freedom. You know, it's July, it's, you know, we're approaching the July 4th weekend, and all of America is focused on freedom, and we want you to be focused on freedom, but, you know, many times we have to define what freedom really means. And so I'm going to bring each one of these folks on tonight, and they're going to, you know, share just a snippet, you know, from each of our personal stories so that you can get a glimpse of what it meant to us. Because, you know, the reason why you do AdvoCare is because you have a purpose and a reason. And there has to be something, some type of freedom that you're looking for that would cause you to grab a vehicle on a part-time basis, you know, to work toward full-time income, you know, so that you could possibly earn residual income the rest of your life. And that's what we want to focus on right now. So I want to kick it off with Diane and let her tell you guys, you know, really what our version of what we were looking for was freedom. So Diane, take it away.
Well, awesome. Well, you know, there's no doubt that when we saw AdvoCare, we saw freedom. That was when the opportunity was shared with us. We had known about AdvoCare for a while, but when somebody finally shared the fact that there was a way to earn income, that's when AdvoCare became alive to us. Danny and I were struggling financially. We were both working a lot of hours. He was an athletic director and a head football coach, and I worked for a mortgage company trying to get all the overtime I could, trying to make ends meet, but we were still in a downward spiral financially, and our kids, on top of that, were being raised by daycare. And so we knew that for things to change, we needed to make changes. I certainly didn't feel like I was getting paid what I was worth, so I was ready for change. And so when I found out that there was a way to earn income with AdvoCare, you know, we got so excited about the fact that we could, you know, start with what we had. It wasn't about what we didn't have. You know, we started with $130 because that's all we had. And that knowing that it could give me the freedom to be able to be a flexible mom, to work from home around the priorities of my life, truly excited me, knowing that there was success that was willing to help me. And so we scraped together $130 and got to advisor as quickly as possible and made $6,500 in our first 6 weeks in AdvoCare, and over that first year made $140,000 as a result. And that was true freedom to us because we grabbed the opportunity and ran with it. So super excited, Danny.
And really, guys, that, you know, the summation of that is we wanted a life for our kids that we didn't get to have. And so we were focused on doing everything we could to make the kind of money that could provide everything we ever wanted for our children. So we're going to move on to, you know, Robbie Page. You know, Robbie, tell us, you know, what your version of freedom was.
Hey, Danny. You know, for Brian and I, much like you guys, we had known about AdvoCare. We knew about Spark. We knew about some of the products. But it wasn't until we sat across from you at that dining room table 7 years ago that, you know, here's the reality is we saw the other side of AdvoCare, and that was the word freedom. But, you know, for Brian and I, even on that day, Brian being vice president of a company, and I was a realtor that you saw on signs everywhere and in ads everywhere, you would have assumed that we didn't need the opportunity. But when we saw AdvoCare, we saw what freedom really meant to us deep down in our core. And for starters, we knew that we were the variable. And we knew that we, Brian and Robbie Page, loved a life of experience. And so for us, 7 years ago, this was our vehicle, not for weight loss, not for more energy, but for freedom from everyday irritations and frustrations. Because the large things in life, you know, they were just normal for us, being past due on our bills, bankruptcy, foreclosure, all those things. That, you know, that just became mundane. But we actually saw a vehicle to focus on getting rid of the everyday frustrations. And so for us, we said yes to AdvoCare. It took us 3 days to come up with the $2,100, but we knew at the end of the day we were the variable. And life, as we had always dreamed about at the age of 36 and 37, was waiting for us. So we, too, went to that advisor level. And you guys last month paid us $72,000 of income. And really all that means was yes to a lot of everyday victories. So it was freedom from saying no. It was freedom from no vacations and not being able to go out to eat and those kind of things. And so when all those began to stack up in blocks, our life looks like it does today because we said yes for freedom, for a life of experience. So that's our journey 7 years into this incredible business.
That's great, Robbie. Keith and Brian, tell them what freedom meant to you.
Thanks, Danny. Yeah, for me, you know, almost 3 years ago, I was a teacher and coach of 11 years, and really my resume looked great, but my savings account didn't. And, you know, I spent a lot more time at the field house than I did at home. So when this opportunity was offered to me, you know, what I saw was about $200 a month. My sponsor, just because, again, this we help each other here, and that's what she asked me, what do you want out of this? And I said, $200 a month. I said, that would give me breathing room. That would, I wouldn't stress out when I went out to eat somewhere. You know, new shoes for me was all the coaches at one time got football, the athletic director got a shoes for football. And there were other shoes that I liked out there, and I'm a shoe guy, and I got a big collection now, but you know, I couldn't afford to just go buy my own shoes. I had to count on the school to purchase mine. And so freedom for me started out very small. I mean, I never would have thought that I'd triple my teaching income in 9 months. I don't know if anyone ever actually sees that in the beginning, but at least, like I tell people all the time, at least it's possible here. At least it can actually happen. So, and now that I'm married and have a son, freedom, it, sometimes those things change a little bit, but in the beginning, that's what freedom meant to me.
Well, that's powerful. Well, we got the last one up right here. It's fastest ever to diamond, Rachel Witt. Rachel, what was freedom to you?
Thank you, Danny. Freedom for us in the beginning was the freedom from burden. It was the freedom from being awake every single night, 2:30 in the morning, wondering how bills were going to get paid, wondering how we were going to afford medicine that my husband really needed, wondering how we were going to afford to keep our home. There was so much for us that kept me burdened, buying cereal at the grocery store. I would check our bank account before getting that box of cereal or before buying clothes for my kids, and I did not want to live that life at all anymore. And so we made a $79 investment into AdvoCare to be a distributor. And what happened after that was that our passion for loving people and helping people absolutely met that disgust for not wanting to live a life of burden anymore. And we got to that advisor level in 9 days just by sharing AdvoCare with other people. That first 2 weeks, AdvoCare paid us over $1,200. And that, for me, was that first taste of freedom that I got to wipe out one of my husband's largest medical debts in just 2 weeks with AdvoCare. In our first year, AdvoCare paid us over $182,000. And that, even right now, brings me to my knees to think about the change in life just in a few short years of doing AdvoCare, that today I can look back and say I did it. And that life of burden is not one that I live anymore. It is a life of freedom, saying yes to anything my husband needs, his medicine, any of the tests and all of those things, but then yes, even greater, and dreaming even bigger to take our family on vacation when we couldn't even go on one, the four of us, before. It has been an incredible life change because we took it, we saw the freedom, and we were willing to put in the work to make it happen, Danny.
That's great, Rachel. And, you know, I want to just wrap up things here with Robbie Page and have Robbie, you know, touch on with all you guys listening tonight really the essence of what freedom can mean to just anybody out there in the world of AdvoCare. Because I think Robbie really knows how to hit home with any type of person on what the real needs are when we first get involved with AdvoCare. So, Robbie, just tell them about it.
Yeah, no, you know, I love to sit with people, Danny, because, you know, again, remember, Bron and I were well over six-figure earners together as a family. And, you know, we could have said yes to $300,000 a year, and we had debt coming out of our ears. And, you know, but really, truly, it's understanding that it was those big things that don't keep people up at night. It's really, truly the everyday irritations that I just shared about. And I love to talk to people about that. And, you know, I began to write down some things, and I thought, you know what, when we understand in AdvoCare that we are the variable, then we understand, well, what's going to make us tick? What are we willing to sit and realize that we're tired of saying no to? We're tired of saying no all the time. And for Brian and I, it became a fact that we still had the same luggage 16 years into our marriage that we got when we got married. Well, what does that tell you? That it wasn't getting used. So we began to attach to things like that. You know, I got tired of having to drive to California because we didn't have the money to fly. Or, you know, when we got started, it was about a baseball tournament for us. It wasn't about platinum. It was about a baseball tournament and $5,000. It was about Disney World and getting Riley to Disney World, because there is a window of opportunity for children to experience Disney World. So it was those kind of things that the world's going to tell you don't matter, but they do. Those are the things that make you really fester inside and tear up inside. And, you know, I was joking at the ladies' event that we had here in Dallas the other night. I said, you know, I got tired of going out to eat and Brian and I sharing a meal. Those little things like that, you guys, sometimes we have to be okay to say, you know what, I don't want to shove popcorn in a Ziploc baggie in my purse anymore. I don't want to do that. You know, you do what you have to do in a season, but is that really what you want to do? And AdvoCare provides you an opportunity. Product is profit. Anything that you dream about, even if it's buying popcorn at the movies, write those things down. You know, it's freedom from the stress of, we just went shopping the other day, and I had somebody say to me, how long did it take you to get over the fear and anxiety of swiping your debit card? That's real. That's real when you think, okay, let me think, I'm going to be so embarrassed because it's going to get rejected. You know, saying no to your kids all the time, or, you know, I just told my boys the other day, do you remember when we used to only go to Hibachi for birthdays, once a year? See, sometimes we got to focus on the big things. Yes, you write those down. But today, if somebody gave you an extra $200 right now, today, which is really the profit at retail commissions, in two 24-day challenges with some add-ons, what would you go do? Let's just say it's not pay a bill. Let's just say it's not pay debt. Let's just say it's not buy a house. What would you go do? It's summertime. Your kids are home. What would you go do? And you guys, Brian and I, to this day, we are a little shy of $3 million of income in AdvoCare in 7 years. We do it every single pay period. Because even no matter how much money you make in AdvoCare, whether it's $100 or $75,000 a month, you forget the little things. And sometimes we have to slow down long enough to understand it's the little things that we love in life that bring us experience that therefore bring forth the larger thing. So as a result of that, we did that for 2 years. We still do it today. When Brian Page got laid off, he's never been back to work since, because we knew how to sweat the small stuff. We knew how to write down what ached us inside in 16 years of our marriage, what we were saying no to. But here's the thing. It's okay to say, I'm done living that lifestyle and living that mindset and living that thinking. Why? Because I have an opportunity. I got to get started on products. I got to get to advisors so that I don't give away part of my commission and I earn money all five ways. You know what? Product equals profit. If I go sell one box of Spark, I can take my kids to lunch today, because your profit in product determines where you eat lunch. See, things like that, sometimes we have to switch our perspective and understand clearly you're one sale away from anything that you want in life, and everyday victories will always bring you the giant victories.
You're absolutely right. And guys, me and Diane first got in AdvoCare, it was all about, we got on the products. I got in for the money because it was the money that got me excited. But the first thing our sponsor told us to do is that you got to get on the product. And so when I got on Metabolic Nutrition, and within 45 minutes of being on Metabolic Nutrition, I ran home to Diane and said, honey, get ready. We're going to be multimillionaires, because if everybody feels the way I feel right now, this stuff's going to be all over the world one day. And then, you know, what we did is we began moving the products. And because the number one rule that they told us is get people on products. You've got to get product moving in the marketplace. So we're going to cover in this last segment really what we call the 3 G's. And our 3 G's right now that you need to be really honing in on over the next 45 days, really 30 to 45 days of this right here. Get them on product, first of all. 3 G's. Get them on product, get them to advisor, and get them to success goal. So we're going to take these and dismantle these next three things in the next few minutes here. So the first one is get them on product. I want some of you guys to chime in and stress the importance and the why and what to do, you know, to get people on product.
Hey, Danny, it's Diane. And when I understood the power of just what Robbie said, that product meant profit, and that all I had to do was go out and share something that I was excited about. Obviously, as Danny just said, we got excited about AdvoCare because of the fact that there was a way to earn money. They said you need to be on product to share product, which made total sense. So actually getting on product was part of the job description for me. I didn't even realize that I was going to get, you know, weight loss results. I really thought that I was the size that I was supposed to be. And so I just started sharing product the day I started product because I knew that people got great results. I started sharing the stories of those that went before us because we had lots and lots and lots of stories, as we do today, to be able to point at, to be able to talk about, or to be able to click on when it comes to all the different, you know, the different sites that AdvoCare has where we can share stories of what's happened for others, because really people just want to know what's happened for you, what's happened for others, and what's expected to happen for me. And so when I started understanding the simplicity of that and excited about sharing products that were really going to make an impact, I just started thinking about who do I know that wants to look better, feel better, have more energy, lose weight, or perform better, because all of those things were easy avenues. Knowing I was 28 years old and had two kids, of course, the most people that I was, you know, it was easy to talk to was other moms just like me. So I knew everybody was looking to lose weight and have energy. So those were two easy sells, selling Metabolic Nutrition and Spark, or talking about our, you know, program to get quick, health, safe weight loss. But at the same time, it was super, super easy because we got passionate. You know, we got passionate about sharing the products, and it was super, super easy to even sell our way to advisor in 10 days because of the fact that products move very fast. People want what we have. We've just got to share it. And it's not about the, you know, what it costs, because people are paying for what they want, not what they need. It's about the benefits, making sure that we focus on the benefits, not being overwhelmed about, you know, what I didn't know about products, because that's probably what holds us back the most, is us feeling like we're not knowledgeable enough to share. It's your excitement, it's your passion, and it's the stories that have come before us that makes this super easy to get products in people's bodies.
That's great. Now, Rachel, I know you took off, you know, a million miles an hour in AdvoCare, and it had to be products flying everywhere.
Yeah, Danny, they really were. And you know what? I think it came down to belief, because I believed a few things. The first one, everyone needed AdvoCare. So no matter what, if I was a good listener and I asked great questions, I could find a fit for anybody to get on AdvoCare products. So even my grandmother loves Omegaplex, because that for her was just something that she was taking a fish oil in another company and loved and supported me and wanted to take ours. So I just really knew that everybody needed AdvoCare. And when that belief came out, it came out in the conversation and who I was reaching out to. I reached out to a lot of people. They weren't coming to me. I went to them. And so I knew that it was going to be a great fit. No matter what your goals were, AdvoCare is going to be for you.
Good. Keith O'Brien, what about you?
Well, David, I mean, that's where it all started for me. I had a friend by a 24-day challenge. I was coaching up in Oklahoma City. And in my hometown of Athens, Texas, he purchased 24-day challenge, and I knew this, if I had helped coach him and get him good results, you know, he was going to be talking to people at the hospital where he worked, and they would take notice. So I always think in terms of a snowball is very small, and as you get products out and you share stories and you have other people talking, because it's a who you know business, the snowball just gets bigger and bigger. So for me, it started, you know, my first check was a $38 check because I was at 20%. And then a couple weeks later, I'd gotten to advisor, and two guys that he worked with at the hospital purchased a 24-day challenge without me even knowing. And I get home and check my microsite, and I made $150 because I was at that advisor level. And so that's where it all started. Then I got my mom on a 24-day challenge, and then she got my aunt down in Beaumont because she noticed her results. And then one of my really good business builders is now down there. So that's just so important. And I've never been to any serious business builder's home that doesn't have product on their counter or in their shelves. Every time they're a product of the product. But so it's very important.
You know, that's great because, you know, guys, we're going to expand on all of this a little bit for you tonight because this is crucial. It's going to be crucial for all of you on this call to understand that this is a product-driven company. And people that have, that make the kind of money that you hear so often in the world of AdvoCare, six-figure incomes and seven-figure incomes, you know, it's been because they understood the value of product moving in the marketplace. No one got in this because of a scheme. No one got in this because you just go recruit the world and you get rich. It doesn't happen that way. That's a facade. And it happens by building relationships with people, getting in people's lives, getting them on product, helping them learn how to get other people on product, and moving product throughout the marketplace. And so what I want to expand on here on this call for you guys is kind of really about, you know, the two or three angles that we – or avenues we go down in getting people on product, because it's the 24-day challenge is one of the main ways that we get people on product today, but it's not the only way. And I like what Robbie Page said the other night on a webinar. You know, Robbie Page said, you know, many of us that are extremely wealthy in the world of AdvoCare today, we didn't have a 24-day challenge. You know, we had the same product line, but we didn't have the 24-day challenge theme and package. You know, like Diane and I, we were making $1 million a year, you know, off of basically marketing two major products, Metabot Nutrition and Spark. And so we didn't have a 24-day challenge theme. So it's important for you guys to know, if you're new, how to approach people on products. So let's touch on that real quick, because I've got some real strong opinions about, you know, both of those avenues. So if anybody wants to chime in and say, here's how to go with it, go for it.
Danny, it's Robbie. I can share on that. You know, I did share that on that training webinar, because Bron and I moved three advisor orders equivalent, if you will, to volume our first 30 days for starters, because we needed $5,000 and the only way that we could do it was from total profit. But really, second of all, it was with no 24-day challenge. But I think the key is do you wake up every day thinking, who am I going to get started on a 24-day challenge? Or do you wake up every day thinking, who am I going to get started on products? Because if you wake up thinking products, then you're going to listen to what people are saying, because we have so many products or so many stories of champions in this business who make a ridiculous amount of money. They got started on post-workout, or like Rachel just said, her grandmother on Omegaplex. That's just as successful as getting someone started on a challenge. And sometimes we walk out every day thinking, who wants a challenge? Who wants a challenge? When really we have to walk out every day thinking, what products can I help you get started on? And when you change that perspective, it changes how much you talk and it changes how much you listen, because you're forced to listen to stories and their lifestyle and what they do and what sports that they play co-ed or where they love to hang out all day or, you know, whatever it is. And in your register, how do you know about our products? Because you go to Success School, obviously. You plug into the system, which is trainings and BOMs. You hear other people's stories. You know the Impact Magazine. You know the DVD. So therefore, your mind is registering constantly when they're talking. And it may be rehydrate. But you know what? It's a victory, because now fortune's in the follow-up, and I can follow up with you. And now I can talk to you about a packet of Spark when I bring you your rehydrate. or now I can talk to you. See, it opens the door to more conversation versus just giving them a 24-day challenge mindset. So really it's about, I train all the time, pop. Your every day you should think pop, people on products. And nowhere in there does it say PO24DC. It's pop, people on products. Because, yeah, we didn't have the challenge. We had to flat out go listen and offer a solution. It didn't matter to me if it was probiotics or prostate support. I was going to get you started on something at that time. Why? Because it was about a little freedom, and it was a baseball for us.
That's great. And that does lead to the follow-up. Anybody else?
Hey, Danny, I'll jump in real quick because I obviously that was perfect. I love what she said, and it, you know, the reality of us being great listeners, because that is so important for us to be able to, you know, fulfill what people need. And then it gives you the opportunity as you're, you know, listening to what they said to share your story. So, you know, because it is always about your story, developing your story, whether it's a weight loss story, whether it's an energy story, whatever your story is, it gives you the opportunity to share, here's what happened for me. And then, and I can get you started on, because another thing I like, and I feel like people mess up on a lot, is they do A, just like Robbie was referring to, go straight to the 24-day challenge, and people automatically say, we might talk about the benefits all day long, but then people say, how much is it? And so often I feel like people are giving the wrong answer instead of, because it's not about how much it is, because that's when people start thinking that they've got to budget something in. Because until people are on product, they don't understand. Of course, that's one of the benefits I share, is you'll find yourself actually saving money besides actually having to budget this in, because of the way the product changes your eating habits and you naturally gravitating towards healthier things. But I always make sure that we break it down per day versus telling people what it costs per month, because they can swallow per day. Like if I let them know I can get them started on our top two products for less than $5 a day, it absolutely changed their life and rocked their world. They're going to feel amazing. That makes sense and that's palatable. Or if I'm talking about the 24-day challenge and they say, how much is that a day? How much is that? Well, I can get you started for a little over $8 a day. And I'm telling you, you're going to have incredible results and you're going to understand what I'm talking about. So, you know, you're making sure that we're keeping, and I can also show you how to get a discount and get it cheaper than that. So making sure that we are breaking it down per day when we are out there retailing, because it makes such a difference to the marketplace, because in their mind, they're seeing it as something they're budgeting. They don't know any differently until we get them started.
Good. Anybody else? Rachel, Keith? Either one of y'all?
I think that covers it.
It does? Well, hey, why don't one of y'all touch on the 24-day challenge? Because we're not trying to, you know, we don't want you to think it's not valid, because 24-day challenge just rocks. So that's just another angle, though. So,
yeah.
You know, someone speak into that.
Sammy, I can speak to that, too. My brain went, it is so much easier to eat an elephant one bite at a time. So when I saw advisor and earning income five ways, saving 40% for life, I didn't see $3,000 in retail product. I saw, you know what, I know 15 people that want to look better, perform better, feel better, lose weight, have energy. I saw that, and it was so much simpler in my mind to say, I can do that. So I saw it that way, and I did a group challenge. I contacted people I knew that had struggled with weight loss or energy and just said, hey, I'm doing this. I would love for you all to do this with me. And so I'm very glad that we're part of the 24-day challenge generation in AdvoCare, because for me, it enabled me to chunk up what I needed for advisor and just see people and see helping people get started on that with me that I knew anyway. And all I had to do was share this incredible thing that I had my hands on, and that would get me and, you know, my family closer to that freedom, which is what we needed. So that's how I saw that, Danny, is in 24-day challenges. And I had 24 people do that very first challenge group with me, which was awesome.
That's fabulous, and that's exactly what we're trying to get across to all you guys tonight. We all think differently. You know, we're wired differently. So things, you know, things appeal, like, you know, if you're wired for the 24-day challenge, it just makes sense right now. You're going to get everybody on a 24-day challenge. And you know what? That's fabulous. But what we don't want someone to, we want you other guys to also know that there are other options. You know, sometimes it is just about metabolic nutrition and Spark. And you shouldn't ever not have that in your arsenal. We should have 24-day challenge in our arsenal. We should have metabolic nutrition and Spark in our arsenal of stories. We should have Spark in our arsenal of stories. And then we should have POP, you know, just people on product, you know, meeting a specific need. And if you work from that framework of knowing you have different ways of getting people on product, it's always going to trace back to metabolic nutrition and Spark, because that's what's in the 24-day challenge. And so I'm going to just throw one more thing in there so it makes sense to you, all you new guys on the call tonight. Let's say I'm at Brian and Robbie Page's kitchen table again, and it's 2008, and they say, we need to make $5,000 and get to Cooperstown for this baseball tournament for our son, and we need $5,000 right now. Well, you know what I'm thinking? Tomorrow morning, you're getting on metabolic nutrition and Spark. I'm not getting them on the 24-day challenge, whether they have weight to lose or not, because they want to make $5,000 a month. Therefore, I'm going to get them on the top two products that give them maximum energy, you know, maximum feel good, look better, feel better, have extra energy, and lose weight right now so that we can begin talking to people with the highest energy level and maximize their story. That's just a nugget I wanted to make sure you guys had tonight on the phone, because there's all different ways to skin the cat, so to speak. And you've got to find what meets your needs. And then it's going to come back to you telling your story properly. So what I'm going to do is put everybody on the spot, because they don't even know this, but I'm going to start out to give them 30 seconds to think about it. We're going to tell our 30-second stories to give you guys training tonight on what it's like, how easy we can get someone on product. And just like yesterday, I was at a car dealership, and a guy walked by with a Red Bull, and I made one comment about what he had in his hand that led to him standing in front of me for 45 minutes and talking about stuff I can't even go into it, because it would take the training too long. But it was really good, and it's that very hot prospect who, you know, wants to buy Lamborghinis, wants to buy Bugattis, wants to buy a yacht, wants to buy a private jet, and he means it. He's got two master's degrees, working on his third one, and his dad owns 17 convenience stores. I'm talking about this guy just thinks money, 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 money. And I got him with a product conversation. So I'm going to tell my 30-second story, and then we're going to go around the horn. So just pretend right now, if you're getting trained, that we've been in a conversation with somebody, and, you know, we're to that point where we're going to say, hey, you know, let me tell you what happened to me when I got on the products. So that's where we're working from this framework. So let me tell you what happened to me when I got on these products. You know, when I got on these products, I got on our number one product. It's called Metabolic Nutrition System. And I ripped open the first packet of that, and I swallowed those tablets. And within 45 minutes, I had more energy than I'd ever had in my life. I felt like a teenager again. I quit drinking 5 to 6 Dr. Peppers the very first day I got on products. I lost 3 inches in my waist the first 5 days. I lost 4 inches the first week in my waist and gained 3 pounds of muscle. And, I mean, the products just changed my life. And my wife, she went from a 10 to a 4 in the first 45 days, and products will change your life too. So, you know, how about we get you started? That's a 30-second story for me. Diane?
Well, mine would sound very similar, except opposite. Basically, I got started on these products. I personally didn't feel like I was going to lose any weight. I just thought I was looking for great energy. But after being on products for 6 weeks, went from a size 10, 12 to a 4-6 first day I started, felt absolutely amazing. Cravings changed immensely. And I just could not believe the energy levels I had from day one. And my husband, he got started on products, went from a size, I mean, I lost 3 inches in his waist the first 5 days, and we both are absolutely in love with these products and can't imagine life without them.
Keith, 30-second story.
Well, I was a teacher and coach, and my day didn't really start until about 3:30 because I had to practice after school. And so I would drink these very unhealthy energy drinks that were out there to try to hang with the high schoolers, and I'd have a horrible crash. And so I tried my first Spark and loved it, and have been on Spark for over 2.5 years, and I'll stay on it the rest of my life. Does that sound like something you're interested in?
Okay. Robbie, 30-second story.
When Brian and I saw AdvoCare, we actually looked at the products for longer days, because our day started at 4:30 in the morning, and we quickly realized that we had already learned how to have that energy throughout the day, and we were working out. But really what it did was it bought us more time because we were able to change our body structure and shorten our time that we worked out from 5 days a week to 3 days a week. But really, truly, it woke us up for days that started at 4:30 and ended up at 12:30. And as a result, we got other people on products, and it changed bodies all around us.
Rachel, 30-second story.
You know, before AdvoCare, I was 200 pounds. I was running 20 miles a week. I even had a trainer who was watching every morsel of food that I was putting in my mouth, and I couldn't lose weight. So a friend shared AdvoCare with me, got on products, felt phenomenal. Here I am 2 years later. I've dropped 3 pant sizes and kept it off, and we are helping so many people have the same thing. So we would love to help you. What do you think?
That's good. Okay, so guys, you know, that's everybody's version of a 30-second story. And so the 30-second story is on the product is always geared to really pique people's interest. I want to share with you one thing that Matt Warren has always. Matt Warren's another platinum distributor in AdvoCare in Colorado. And Matt, you know, always has two posturing questions that he asks people when he talks to them. And it says, number one, if you could change, one key thing about your health right now, what would it be? And he allows them to speak. And so they might say, like Robbie said, I need energy. They might say, like Rachel said, I need to lose weight. You know, they might say, like Keith said, hey, I need some energy. I'm drinking energy drinks like going out of style. Or like with me, it might be I'd love to shrink this weight because I'm eating too much Burger King and Chinese buffets. And so once you get that answer, you're able to say, well, hey, let me tell you my story when I got on these products. And then the other question Matt Warren always asks is, if I could show you, what would an extra $1,500 a month do for your life right now? And so he gets them into both worlds, the products and the profit. But it's the products that are going to validate everything and cause your business to move and help people get to advisor. But I want to stick with this product thing. This call is going to go a little bit longer than we expected, but those of you who are hungry, you're going to hang on. Because I think we need to teach you, because we're talking the brand new guy tonight. We need to teach you, how we sell products so easily. So it goes beyond our 30-second story because there's always a question or two. Because when we end, it's like, these products have changed my life and they'll change yours too. So how about we get you started? Does this sound like the kind of stuff you would like to be on? Or does this sound like something you'd like to try? And so there's always really two major questions that people ask in rebuttal. And I'm going to state those two questions. And so I'm going to let these guys answer that. Number one is, one of their first questions is, so what's in it? So what's in it, guys? What would you say to that person?
I would say there's a lot in it. It's basically everything you need to get your body working to its fullest, giving you great energy, craving control, appetite control, and absolutely feeling phenomenal. It's, total nutrition. You're absolutely going to love it.
I would say I have no idea, but here's what I do know is that the second I drank a spark, my brain ignited and I felt like I could conquer the world.
That's great. So what's in it, Keith?
I know my wife, she tells people what's in it got my son out of daycare, but that's her. But for
that's
me,
good
I just
too.
Tell them,
hey, whoa. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did everybody just hear that on this call? Say it again, Keith.
Lindy, what she says, what's in it got my son out of daycare.
It's good.
It's great.
Okay, what do you say?
But I usually just say, honestly, I kind of, in a way, just kind of make light of myself. I say, man, I'm not a chemist. I'm just a dumb old coach, but here's what I do know. I used to drink something that was very unhealthy that, not near the amount of – I know this. We have tons of pro athletes that use these products, and if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Basically something like that.
It's good. Rachel, what's in it?
I say, I have no idea, and that's okay. I did a lot of research because if I was going to put my name on AdvoCare, I had to make sure it was good for me. So what I found is that we've got a lot of doctors, incredible people like Stanley Dudrick, that pioneered TPN, intravenous feeding, and he creates our products. So I don't even have to think about it. That's the beauty of AdvoCare. I know what I'm putting in my body is best for me, and that's great.
Guys, y'all just got million-dollar training right there. Those were all profound answers, and notice how simple they all were. They were all from people that are making more income per month than most people ever dream of, and it's keeping things simple like that. Okay, so there's another tough question that's not really tough, but it's only tough to the new guy that people always respond with when you tell your story and you're trying to make the sale. Okay, you just got the answers to the first one. The second question that people ask is they say, so how much does it cost? And you've got to respond to that. Okay, so how much does it cost, Diane?
Well, actually, I can get you started for less than $5 a day and absolutely change your life and rock your world with our top two products, Metabolic Nutrition and Spark. They're absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to talk to you about them.
Robbie, how much does it cost?
I always say, you know, to get you started feeling amazing right now, we're talking $4 to $5 a day for overall every day that I need to consume to feel the best that I feel today at the age of 43. I usually run anywhere from $9 to $10 a day, and that's including my breakfast, by the way.
That's great. That was a good mention. You know, a full meal. You're replacing a full meal on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, how much does it cost?
If it's, you know, I break it down by day, like you guys said, it's 24-day challenge. I'll tell them it's less than $10 a day. I mean, and I'll say most people spend that at a gas station or drive through every day, and you're not having to hire a trainer or anything. If you just follow these products, take them the way you're supposed to take them, you'll get great results. And then a lot of times, too, if they say they can't afford it, I'll say, I hear you. That's where I was a little over 2.5 years ago, and then I went and looked in the mirror and said, man, you're a grown man, and you can't even afford to get healthier. I mean, maybe we should be open to a different game plan here. And all because I said yes to this opportunity, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Great. Rachel, how much does it cost?
You know what, Danny? I can fit anything into any goal and any budget. So it's really based on that. But I know for me, I went and baked and sold 3 birthday cakes to afford a 24-day challenge. And rather do that, I can help you get it paid for. So do you know 3 or 4 people that might want to do this with you? They can get it from you, and AdvoCare is going to cut you a check. Now, if you could get it for free, would that be something you'd want to do?
That's great.
I've never had anybody say no, by the way. Nobody's ever told me no to that. So.
And that's exactly right. And that's how simple it is. And, you know, someone said it earlier, people can afford exactly what they want. Everywhere you walk, see, everyone that's on this training call tonight, you got to learn that every one of us, we've got to start walking with a new set of eyes. We need to change the lens on our eyes so that we can see the world in a different way. And see, watch the choices people make every day all around you, at Starbucks and everywhere else. Watch the people, they make choices they make at the malls, at the movie theaters, and the football games, it's at all kinds of events. And you'll notice that people can afford anything they want. Go to an amusement park, and you'll see lower class and lower middle class America at the amusement park spending money by leaps and bounds. And so it's not about someone rejecting you for how much it costs. It's about you articulating the message better so that you can get them on products and change their life. All right. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on getting them to Advisor because of the, you know, we spent more time on products tonight, and that's okay because this is really what you guys need to understand. But it's moving products that help people get to Advisor anyway and getting people moving into, you know, the area of profit. Because if we can get you, you know, $200 a month or $400 a month and get you moving, you know, in the area of product and profit, then, you know, we're going to get you for the long haul because you're going to be committed to seeing a bigger picture here with AdvoCare. But we've got, you know, we've got to get you to Advisor. And I'm going to say one thing, you know, whether I always tell people when they want to know how to get to Advisor, I go, here's the thing, whether we get you there in, you know, 5 minutes, 5 days or 5 weeks, we still got to get you there. And it's not a big hurdle, but so why wait 5 weeks when you can get there in 5 minutes or 5 days? And so here's what that entails. Then I may throw them to the workwithchampions.com, you know, to watch the video on how to get to Advisor if they're long distance. If they're in front of me, I'm going to sit down and show them how to get to Advisor after I say that. So anybody else on, you know, how to, you know, getting people to Advisor and the importance of it.
Diane, go ahead.
No, I mean, either one. I just refer to the fact that it's your first goal. If you're here to, you know, earn income in AdvoCare, it's your first goal is to get to Advisor as quickly as possible. Because what you do is what everybody else is going to do. You're going to set the pace for the rest of your organization. And if you're looking to earn profit, then that's the way we start. We start getting paid five ways. So let's get you to Advisor as quickly as possible and start that list of names.
I think for me, Danny, if it's a product-driven, you know, 40% discount, then obviously I paint a picture of what they need, what their family's going to want to consume, and then like Rachel just said, a few more people that they know would want some products. In addition, they would earn a couple of $100 as well. But for me, if it's about an income perspective, you know, it goes back to what you started with. I'm so much sweat the small stuff that I really truly, like I said on the training the other night, your journey to Advisor will always define how passionate you are about your purpose, because you realize that until you get to Advisor, you're not sticking your hand in the entire jar. And to really understand all of your commissions, all five ways that we get paid, a rookie bonus, you can't afford not to get there, whether it's instantly working your way there, talking to people, putting me to work, three-way phone calls, whatever it is. I always tie Advisor to purpose. If you know your purpose, Advisor is easy.
It's good. Keith, Rachel, either one of you?
Well, I think one thing for the new business builder to understand, what you feed grows and what you ignore dies. I'm really not a good gardener, but I am awesome at getting people to Advisor and helping them grow a business, because I feed that. I speak that with strength. And so if a new person is sitting here and thinking, well, I really struggle helping other people see what Diane and what Robbie are saying, the benefit of the discount or growing that business, if it could really be for me, I would look at the strength of your message and really evaluate that. Take a second and think, am I speaking that with strength? Do they know that hands down they have got this, and that passion and purpose are colliding, just like Robbie said? So I would just take a second and really evaluate the strength in your message if you're struggling getting people there.
Very good. Keith, anything there?
I think that goes a long way, the strength in your message, like Rachel said. You know, we do a good job of getting people there, and I think it comes from the messenger. And so, you know, I tell people, just like I was told, if you want to earn income five ways instead of just two, you know, you definitely want to get to Advisor. It'd be like me talking to a financial advisor and he says, I don't know a lot about AdvoCare, but it sounds like you need to get to Advisor if you can make money five ways. So, you know, I always just tell people that if you want to make significant income, that's where you want to get. And if you want to make gas money and going out to eat money, then you don't have to be an advisor, and we love you too. But so, and also as far as on the savings side, someone more interested in, if I know they love the products and they're in it for the products, I tell them, you know, these days saving money is making money, and there's no telling how much money I've saved over the last 2.5 years, but because of being 40% off. So
it's very good. Very, very good. Okay, guys. Well, what we got now is, I'm just going to try to tie this thing up. We got less than 10 minutes really to shut this thing off, but it's just still too valuable to quit right now. And that is, you know, we help people get to Advisor. Why? So they can move product so that they can make profit. And that's important, getting to Advisor and then helping others get to Advisor. And none of this happens without relationships. This business is about relationships. It always has been and always will be. And it's really important that we model what we do. We can teach, like on a call tonight, we can teach the whole nation this stuff tonight. Does that mean everybody's going to go do it perfectly? No. The best way that it's going to get caught is when it's modeled. And so I want you know, a couple of you to really speak into the power of how we have to build relationships here and get in someone's life and help them make that extra $200.
I think, Danny, I always say people don't care what you know unless they know that you care. And it's understanding, again, what their purpose is. And when you attach their purpose to your own heart, then you're going to make the way for the three-way phone calls, and you're going to show up in their living room for mixers. And, you know, it's in the trenches that you build relationships. It's not watching them on Facebook or sending them a text. It's in the trenches that you truly build relationships with people, because you begin to own their purpose. And the relationships, when people understand, they go to work every day, and I don't really care that Johnny's graduating. You can't take that day off. You know, that's real. And so when you understand, when they understand that you do care and that you do want to see them do everything that you can for Johnny, then it's a heart attachment. It really, truly is. You know, a lot of people, we always say it's the other side of spark. It's the love, and it's the family, and it's the, you know, every time I talk to somebody that's new on my team or I meet them at a BOM, I always say, welcome to the family. We're family here. And so it is getting in their life. It's knowing their kids' names. It's knowing what sports they play. You know, how did that tournament go? And, hey, how was your mission trip to India? And, hey, we miss you. And it's not always AdvoCare. And what are you going to order? And how, you know, how many mixers are we going to have? It's, I care more about your life because you're not a commission for me. You're part of my family. You're not profit for me. You're part of my family. And the profit and the commission and the leadership bonuses will always take care of themselves.
Well, I don't think anybody needs to add to that. I think that sums it up. Because if you guys can catch that on a phone call, you guys are going to do great. I mean, that is it right there. So let's move into the last subject, and let's hit this fast and hard. But guys, you cannot, what you're about to hear, you cannot discount. Above all things, this is the major thing. This is for someone who's serious about building an AdvoCare business, and for you to build an army, you've got to take this seriously. And that is, we have to get people a success goal. That includes yourself. And so, guys, you know, tell these people why they have to get the success goal and why they have to get as many people there as they can as well. Come on, Keith.
Okay. So for me, you know, when I first started, I was in Oklahoma City, and I used to hear Griff Malden, my mentor, makes a lot of money. He would always stress the importance of success goals. So I think when we say that word, a lot of times the things trigger in people's brain. Like for me, I'll admit, I thought, oh, what could it possibly teach me? It's a big pep rally. You know, it can't be that worth it. And so at the last minute, though, I decided instead of listening to Broke Uncle Bob, I would listen to a guy was making very good income, and I drove 5 hours by myself down to my first success school. And all I know is this: 4 months later, sitting in front of the principal telling him, I'm out of here, man, at 34. I mean, I've tripled my income, and I always say that I think it was a direct result of what I caught at success school. And then I turned around and I told my buddy Jeremy, who's up in the Chicago area, said, you've got to see what I saw. And he's always been coachable. He put three kids in the car, drove them down to Texas, dropped them off at his mom's, stayed in a cheap motel, attended success school, went back to Chicago, and I watched his numbers erupt. And he, later that year, stepped away. And I have more stories than that, but I just can't stress the importance enough. You know, it's a lot of times the very reasons people are saying they can't go are the reasons they need to. My boss controls my life. I can't get a day off there. I can't afford to. I don't have enough time. So those are the very reasons people need to go. And I know I'll never miss one.
Great. Rachel?
You know, Danny, for me, I went to my first success school purely because I had made a promise to my mentors, Lois and Laramie Gregory. I had told them that I would do anything that they told me to do, and I would never question it. So when they said to go to success school, when I looked at pen and paper, it looked like there was not a chance. We only had $400 in our bank account. We hadn't paid our mortgage yet. We were literally looking at losing our home. I had never been away from my small children before. That $400 that I had was the same $400 my husband and kids had to use while I was gone. So we really had every excuse. I thought of everything. I even missed my flight getting there. So I had every excuse in the book not to get to success school. And you better believe when I missed my first flight, I thought, well, there you go. I'm not supposed to be there. And then I called my husband. He said, no way, because this is the exact reason you should be. Something's trying to keep you from being as successful. And so I went. I went with a lot of fear, a lot of worry, still some burden. I was an advisor when I went to my first successful. But sitting there, I saw it. I learned what I needed to learn. I heard stories that inspired me that I could relate to, and I vowed that I was going to bring an army with me the next time that I went to school. So when I got home from successful, all I did, and this is being very transparent, all I did was put into practice the things that I learned at successful. Got back, earned a rookie bonus a couple weeks later, saved our home from being taken by the IRS. And then 5.5 months after I sat in AT&T Stadium, 5.5 months later, I had gone from advisor to a diamond leader in AdvoCare. And that is no glory for me. I caught the vision of AdvoCare and I ran with it. And I knew that other people needed what I had. And so that was something that I spoke passion and conviction, knowing that it was just simple and I could do it. But I learned that at successful. And I have to tell you, I went with one distributorship, my very first successful. And we're coming from the East Coast. It's not cheap for us to get there, but that's just an excuse, right? So one distributorship, second successful, I went with 89 distributorships. And this success school, I know we are going to pack it out with over 250 distributorships because people need AdvoCare. And so I know there is no question about it. They have to go to success school, and that's what we're doing.
Well, that's great, Rachel. And guys, that was great training in that. On the very end, with what she was saying, that there's a training that we do in AdvoCare that's called gauging your success. You can gauge your paycheck most of the time. You know, this is not literal, but figuratively speaking, you really can. You can gauge your paycheck by the amount of people you have at successful. So she had one when she was new, had 89 the next time. It's no wonder she, you know, got to the diamond level in 8 months because she focused on getting her army of distributors to successful. So there you have it. And now her business is exploding, you know, even more at 289 people attending successful. And that's powerful. Guys, I think, you know, we did you justice on this freedom call, on helping you get some real key fundamentals in your quest for freedom. And if you grasp this tonight and you took good notes, you really, you know, define what you see as freedom and define your purpose and reason, and you lock onto that, and you understand, like Robbie Page said, that you are the variable. Nothing can stop you but you. You know, this company is moving and moving fast in the right direction. But you can only move fast in the right direction if you choose to, based upon your purpose and reason and why you want to be free and what you want to attack here. And then secondly, it's going to be done through products and helping people get to advisor, building strong relationships and loving people and valuing people. And then never forgetting that success goal is the key component. You've got to get to Arlington, Texas for successful in August. And you got to even try to get people, as many people here as you can, in the first week of August for successful as well. And once you do that, you're on your way to some great success. So with that said, on behalf of everybody that's on this call tonight, we wish you a very happy July 4th. Enjoy the freedom that we do have in this country. Fight for your freedom. Fight for justice. Fight for what is right. Fight for your family, fight for your future, because there's not another country in this world like this. The same guy that I referred to that is in the car dealership, you know, with the Red Bull yesterday, this guy he's Indian. He's American, but he's Indian, and his parents are from India. And they all have doctorate degrees, master's degrees. They own multiple businesses. I mean, this guy, all he was doing was raving about how he goes, this is the only country in the world that you can be free. This is the only country in the world that you can come over here like my dad with $150 and now own 17 convenience stores and own all of this real estate and all these other things. He goes, where else but America? He goes, who would want to live anywhere else but America? Guys, we got to grasp that. That's what you need to grab a hold of tonight. You need to grab a hold of the fact that this is the only country in the world that you can really chase your dreams and achieve them and not be in bondage and be a slave to debt and be a slave to, you know, a corporation or be enslaved to a job that you don't want to have, be a slave to a career that you're not even happy in. And so we can make all the excuses in the world, you know, for why we're at a certain place. But you know what? You have the vehicle that can change that right now and forever if you seize this thing. So maybe it's time to, you know, chase freedom, get free, and it's going to start with making sure that you understand products and going to work. You guys have a great 4th, and we can't wait to see you in Arlington for Successful. God bless you.